This week with Life of the Girlfriends, it's all about politics and religion. Like, why can't we talk about it? Why can't we have that powwow? We're going to talk about venture capitalists and how do I become one of those? That feels like kind of a fun job. And, you know, what's new on Netflix? And you know what? The new Star Wars movie. And how do we balance the dark and light in all of us? So ready for the show? Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy, Marie, and Julie. And I'm Julie.
I know you are.
You know I am.
That makes me Christy, Marie. And you know, Julie, I'm your mom.
Yes, you are.
To let you know.
We're both, you know, it's getting that time of the year where we're kind of winding down the end of the year.
Yeah.
And being very reflective.
That's right.
And I also want to end the year good and well, and so I'm trying to push through. Uh-huh. And it's the stupidest thing in the world to try and do that in December.
Oh, stupid, yeah.
When it seems everybody wants your attention and it's fun and there's candy and cookies and you're like, well, I can't be a bitch.
A little stick in the mud
and not have any.
I gotta celebrate.
Yeah, and you're celebrating and you're...
And the problem is you're celebrating from Thanksgiving all the way to the new year.
That's what it feels like. Yeah. I'm almost saying we should start our new year like have like a only like a 10-month year.
Mm-hmm.
From January to Thanksgiving. So 10 months and 3 weeks. You know, that's our whole year. Because from Thanksgiving to Christmas...
I'm not counting the math here, but...
It's like, yeah, from Thanksgiving to Christmas and New Year's, it's just a waste. You try and do stuff. You try and be accomplishing things.
Well, it's that time of the year where I'm making cookies for the jelly fat man. And I'm also going to make some for Santa, too. Finally, I get my joke in. Finally. I've been waiting weeks.
Exactly.
Normano needed a password or something to unlock one of his phones or something. And he looked at me and he said, "What, you know, let's choose a password." He goes, "What's your favorite word for me?" And then I looked at him like, "Don't ask me today, buddy."
it's been a hard day.
And he looked at me and went, "Moron?" And I was like, "Oh, I was not." I go, "That's what you think of me." And I go, "How about buddy?"
Buddy.
Yeah. So that's our... Is it okay to tell your password on air?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Because it's just for one thing.
Yeah.
And no one would ever guess what this one thing is for.
That's
you
right.
Porn. And then whatever you have.
You porn.
Excuse me.
Or what did daddy call it yesterday? I porn or
I
me porn or something. He was like... he called it the E-tube. He said, "You can look that up on the E-tube." Went, oh,
E-tube? Are we in, is that the train in London? What is the E-tube? I don't know. And I almost think that he's embracing...
Oh, yeah.
The fact that he... Yes. The fact that he just knows enough. And so am I in some sense. I know more than you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I was helping him download some... we have this transition going on in the trucking industry for dad, and everybody's got to have these electric
e-logs.
Yeah. And it needs to be, if you get pulled over and DOT'd, you know, by the man.
DOT is checking on down the line.
You know, having just it's paper logs mm-hmm. is not appropriate.
Yeah.
Because those could be fudged. I'm like, really? To get this long?
People fudge on their logs?
And it's really? Not by a lot.
Because truck drivers just have an eight-hour day.
Yeah. But
it's
mostly,
so easy.
But mostly what happens to truckers is if they get screwed waiting for to get unloaded or get to get loaded.
Yeah.
And so you could waste 4 hours when they only should be wasting two.
Yeah.
And or traffic occurs and you're like, now I'm going to run out of hours.
Right.
Well, I don't want to shut down 15 minutes from my home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just, you know.
Yeah.
And you like to say that only happens once in a while, but literally it
Bullshit.
Happens. Yeah. Literally 3 out of 5 times.
Yeah.
So the government says, shucks there. We can't have this happen.
No. And the government goes, you know, who are the easiest targets for
yes.
us to you know, manipulate? Our,
yeah, and yeah. to actually give them another tax.
Yeah, another way to tax the bottom of the line guy.
Yeah.
I heard this one lawmaker on CNN this week goes, you know, we're not, you know, this tax bill, this is crazy. And he goes, imagine the trucker in the Midwest after they go all automation. Yeah. What's that poor trucker going to do? He's not trained and equipped to do something in technology. And I'm like, yeah, because we're stupid.
Yeah, and I want to tell him, dude, do you know how many trucker podcasts there are out there? Tons of trucker podcasts.
Are the Pucker Tribe?
Are the Pucker Tribe? That's the one on YouPorn. The Pucker podcast. It's just a lot of people kissing, you know, and you get to decide.
I'll make you pucker.
Or whatever is kissing, or yeah. Whatever puckers.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just about that.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, you know, when you go into a town and they make you wait 4 hours, it ain't your lips that are puckering, girlfriend.
No, you're just like, So, so I was calling them up and trying to get this going, this ELD, and I'll give a shout out to JJ Keller.
Yeah, JJ. Dynamite!
And I just basically at some point called them, and because their directions were horrible, and I called them and I was saying, pretend I know nothing about anything.
Yeah, I don't.
Tell me how I would do this. Yeah. And it goes, are you using, you know, an iTablet or a tablet or your phone? And I go, I'm reading directions that said, go to your phone or tablet with the JJ Keller software already plugged in. I go, I'm assuming it's an app. So where do I get my app at? Mm-hmm. And he told me where to go.
Oh.
And she said, you know, don't turn this off on until after you've plugged it or after you've logged on and mm-hmm. all that stuff. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, I can do that. And so, but it was just, it was so infuriating that these men who've done this whole way, like, you know, should be grandfathered in. Like, if you're a trucker over the age of 60, mm-hmm. no ELDs for you. Mm-hmm. Because the truth is, you can't drive that long anyway. You know, you're more calmer. Mm-hmm. You're a more sensible driver.
You have no testosterone.
Yeah, and you're not pushing it to the limit. Because now when I'm going 55 or, you know, 58 miles an hour on a two-lane road and a trucker passes me, I used to go, but what's that guy been in such a big hurry for? Now I'm thinking, oh, that poor guy, he's almost out of hours. Mm-hmm. And he has got to get to where he's going. Probably 20
yeah.
minutes away from yeah. now. And he's got 22 minutes.
Right.
And he can't let one car, not even me, go 55. And so you just go, okay, it's a new world.
I guess
you call it a new world.
It's
a brave new world.
So JJ Keller.
Yes. We'll give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. that's my song that you know we're writing a Christmas song,
yeah.
and the chorus is opinions. Thumbs up, thumbs down, big pile of poo. Everybody's got them, but me, about you.
Yay! I like that. It was supposed to be a country song that you guys have been working on I don't know, 6 to 8 months?
6 to 8 months.
And which I'm so grateful for, because you're always on my butt about, like, not finishing things in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always think, like, how long has this song been going on? But it has turned into a show tune.
Yes.
Not by your chance.
No.
But by mine, because I was like, I like this song. Opinions.
Talking it's all jazz hands.
Opinions. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Big pile of poo. Yeah. Everybody's got them. Not me, about you. And I'm thinking, that is such a great line.
It's a great line.
I think it's, you know, on the level of Hamilton. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I can't.
Whatever his name is.
Milagro.
Something. But I could see us doing it like Hamilton.
Yes.
Opinions.
But just that part, thumbs up, thumbs down, big pile of poo. Everybody's got, not me, about you, you know.
We have a person in our, like, not in our close family, but kind of two or three layers out, that when he was a little kid, like eighth grade or something, he would come to Christmas or someplace, you know, and he would do jazz hands.
Yes.
And he would do show tunes. And I would think, you and I would say, you know, he's going to be gay or he's gay and stuff like that. Everybody go, no, he's not.
Yeah.
No,
how dare
he's
you?
Not.
I'm like, really? We got to go there? It's not a judgment call.
No. And so, and now he's like 22 years old and he's like going to go see Cher this weekend.
Yeah.
And he's all out there.
I don't know if it's this weekend he's going to see Cher. I don't know. But I think she is touring. So we got some Snapchat about, I'm seeing Cher. got tickets to see Cher.
No, like, but he was singing.
Oh, yeah. And doing, he was singing. Yeah. Do you believe in love after love? And I'm like, you go, dude.
Yeah. And I think he's gay, but I'm not 100% sure still, because he said to you one time that he'd like to marry wealthy.
Yes.
And he said, if you know of any doctors that I could marry.
Yes.
You know, because we have a doctor in the family.
Yeah. And how do I get me one of those?
How do I get me one of those? So he's willing.
And he never said, I almost think he is.
But non-binary.
I don't know
trans.
What that means.
You don't know what non-binary means?
I get confused in the binary word.
Yeah.
But, like, I believe that he is probably gay, I'm guessing, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. we were talking one time in front of his grandmother, and his grandmother made an off-the-cuff comment about when she was growing up, there weren't that many gay people around, mm-hmm. but there was one who owned the flower shop, and we all knew he was just so fancy. Mm-hmm. And
oh, fancy! I love it.
Yeah, and
that's so sweet.
Yeah, you know, in a town of 3,000, you know, I'm sure it's probably more, but that's what she knew.
Yeah.
And he looks at me, and he's like, "What do I do? What do I do? Something's going down here." And we're just like, "Okay."
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Yeah.
I love it.
Exactly.
So we don't say gay. We call him fancy.
Back in the day, she did. He was very fancy.
Yeah. Now everything is just so mixed up, and you got to have a letter for everything. It's not just QB, ST, or whatever.
LGBTQ.
It's everything.
Now, Q used to mean something, but now I think it just means questioning. Or I think it just should mean, listen, at this stage in my life, I don't give a shit. and so forth.
At this stage in my life, when I walk into the Goodwill, I want to be able to look at all the clothes.
And that's how I personally feel.
That's right.
Because I don't know what's going to fit me or not. Because they're making the men's pants a little more roomy now in the butt. You know?
Oh, no way. Really?
Kind of.
I thought everything was skinny jeans and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, not in our area.
Not in rural Dixon.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little more room going on everywhere. So it's just like, hello. Thank you. So I'm going to wear whatever I want to wear.
Well, I know that that the fashion was, you know, because everything was, those pants were really big, and there was a lot of shoplifting going on because of the big pants. And you know, designers got together and going, okay, that has got to stop. Let's make these pants really tight so that if somebody's stealing a pair of jeans, we're gonna know that pair of jeans is
so
in that
you're trying to tell
area.
Me that the reason why we have skinny jeans
yes.
and Lemoncello pants, or what are those called? Lemon Lulu pants.
Lululemon.
That's it. The tight yoga pants is to prevent people from shoplifting. Because basically we've turned all into, you know, those scenes in movies where, you know, they have the low riding, crack producers all in their underwear or cocaine dividers or money.
Yeah.
You know, so that's who we all are now. Yeah, no. We're just that because we can't be trusted.
Because we can't.
Well, I need to tell a good story about us yesterday and how we can be trusted. And we went to the bank.
Yes.
You took out some money.
Yes.
Half the money was for something inappropriate, but we won't talk about
which
that.
Which we'll talk about later.
And I go, Dad was very firm. Count the money before we leave.
He makes me do that all the time. And I just like go, why?
Why? It's never off. And if it's, you know, and then so this time we did, and it was off. And not in our favor. I mean, in our favor. Like, we had $20 extra in our thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to make sure every one of you guys counted
every one of us counted it.
I go, are we sure we're off? And we decided to give it back. And it was
well,
not
two
consensus.
Two out of three people.
I was going to say, it wasn't a consensus.
No. 2 out of 3 people. We won't say what the third person was.
Well, someone in the car said, just get going. I go, oh, like, great. That's awesome. We got to it. And all I can think of is she's going to get written up and, you know, all this stuff. And I thought it would come back 20-fold.
Yeah, Jules.
Tenfold, a hundredfold in love.
The world is so good.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to
and
read.
And what did she say to you when
she goes,
you gave
thank
it back?
You for being so honest.
Yes.
I thought the... I'll take a little...
And it was just like that.
Yeah.
Thank you for being honest.
And I'll take it from a part in Curb Your Enthusiasm this this year. Mm-hmm. One of the episodes was like, you know, that apology wasn't that great.
No.
Or that thank you wasn't that great,
yeah.
So on a rating of 1 to 10, or I would say a 5, I would have thought, oh, I would have liked a little bit more emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
me too.
Oh my gosh, you guys should save me so much.
Yeah, here, have a sucker.
Yeah, or like, you know what?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Next time I see you, I'm coming to you first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
One of those things.
Yeah.
And so it was, oh, thank you for being so honest, not a dishonest human being.
Right.
I'm like, screw you.
Yeah.
Next time I will be dishonest. You know?
No, you won't.
I know.
Give me a break.
You'd like to see me just be a little more
just
disarmed.
One time.
Ah, girlfriend.
You had the whole story laid out. You know, you had the car in tears. You don't know. She's got children. And when at the end of the day, when they have to do out their cash register, however short she is, that comes out of her paycheck. Or at the very least, she gets points deducted from her. And you had this whole story.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, whatever. I just shut up.
Oh, yeah. You're like, I'm not going to win this one.
I've been at this bank for 20-something years, and I've never gotten anything from them but grief.
Exactly. I understand that. But didn't the universe kind of give us a little bit of a break someplace else that day? Yesterday?
With the Nathan hot dog?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And I didn't turn it. I didn't say no.
Thank you, universe. You gave me the family size pack of Nathan hot dogs for the single pack.
Exactly. And I didn't even question it because I'm thinking, you know what?
Mom would not. You did it for me.
It for you. I did it for you specifically because I thought, you know what? This would make – I know right now she's still upset about the bank that she's like, I've got weaklings for a family, spineless people. I was just so grateful that the bank that that happened to wasn't the same bank that took $100 from you.
Oh, that would have been
– I think we would have just said – I just said, you know what? I'm sorry, lady. You're going to have to take one for the team because
I still, every time I go to that bank, I go, are you the one that took the $100 from me? Cause it was a counterfeit.
Yes. And people are like, well, why are you passing counterfeit dollars?
Yeah.
We're not, but someone bought something from us
and gave us
slipped a $100 counterfeit in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all you said was, can I have it back?
Yeah.
You're like, no. Well, why can I have it back? I'm not going to spend it.
Wink, oh, wink,
wink, wink, judge.
How fast can I get rid of that thing?
I mean, it's just like Bitcoin, right? Because it doesn't really mean anything. We'll just decide amongst all of us that this $100
maybe
is worth
we might
want
to wipe our butts with it.
Yeah.
Maybe we might.
Maybe I want to frame it saying this is $100, you know, $100 of counterfeit. Isn't that weird? And so I'm not sure what I learned from that situation.
Yeah. Did you learn anything?
I learned this, that when I'm with you, I typically weigh the consequences, how my mom's going to react to this. And sometimes I'm going, okay, can I make my mom's day a day with this? I go, you know, like, take one for the...
Does this to make her day?
Yeah, does this make her day, or does this really make her day? Like, you know, Clint Eastwood, come on, make my day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just give
just
it to
come
me.
On. Yeah.
Come to, yeah.
Yeah. You just asked me for my driver's license. Just come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
I've been coming to this bank for 30 years.
Yeah.
Just I dare
you. Ask me for this driver's license one
I
more time.
I dare you.
Yeah. I always like that. They go, well, I can't see her in the back seat, you know, if I'm in the back seat.
And I just roll the window down.
Yeah.
Like I'm like in a limo.
And I give them the finger.
Yeah. See this now?
Yeah.
You're wearing a cap and glasses.
I know. Wasn't that wild?
I take off your cap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, she's going to get it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So this is the last time for this bank.
Yeah. I go, close my account, please.
Yeah. How many times have I said that to them? Wow.
A lot.
So, you know, it's interesting, again, this time of the year where we're baking for the jolly old fat man.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Christmas presents just a wee bit.
Okay.
First of all, got one from my brother.
Yes.
Who's a millionaire many, many, many times over.
Yes.
And usually we get Omaha steaks from him.
Yes.
But this year,
yes,
I got sausages.
Yes.
like four little sausages.
Yep.
Or like what is it? I think that, you know, like Johnny Depp, he has that fragrance out called Sauvage.
Yes.
Where he's out in the desert and he's digging uh-huh. sand when the buffalo comes by or the bison or right. I don't know what. It's Sauvage. Well, see, in my world, that cologne is called Sausage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sausage Fest.
And so I got a little sausage.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, everybody in the family is like, oh my God, what's going on? Because he's making like, he's told me twice now that he's making like $30,000 to $35,000 a day
yeah.
in interest in this economy.
Yeah.
Just on fire.
Yeah.
So we were expecting filet mignons because we usually get an Omaha steak.
Yeah.
Something or other.
They're $50 Christmas deal we usually get.
Yeah. From him.
Yeah.
And nope. This time we got the little sausage.
Exactly.
Sausage.
Exactly.
The sausage. So we're kind of like wondering what's going on. We don't yeah. really know, but que sera, sera. Now, another person gave me something that is, in our state, kind of an illegal substance, I guess. Right. But not in Colorado.
Right.
Not in California.
I think it's enough clues.
Is that oh good?
Yeah, I think yeah. people get it.
And so I'm very happy about that, and gonna be, can I say lighting up with that?
Partaking of it.
And another person who made a little trip, found himself uh-huh. almost on this side of the other side of the Mississippi. Yeah, he did find himself on the other side of Mississippi. Yeah. I had to think about
like how I get to Colorado.
My geography.
Yeah.
And went and got us some edibles.
Yes.
And we had ordered like three containers or something, yeah. bottles. But by the time it got to us,
yes.
there was only one left.
Like, sorry, people. Everybody's got their claim
the
hands, on it.
Yeah, no kidding. Like the hands that had, oh, wait a minute. Who needs three?
Right.
So that person took one.
Yeah.
And then between that person and that person, there was another one. That person took one.
Yes.
So we just got one.
I find it very interesting. Before we get to the things I want to talk about today.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Jill. I was talking about Christmas presents.
Yeah. Well, I like the Christmas presents. I think those are things that can make your life better. I think where I'm at, too, with Christmas presents right now is trying to, like, I don't want to cause clutter in somebody's house.
Right.
That's one reason why I like to give food, because I'm like, either you eat it.
Give it away.
It's done with. Yeah. Right?
Go to the food pantry.
Exactly. So, and, or I also,
like I bought like house slippers for a bunch of kids for Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
And and by the time I got to the place to get it, they'd already taken the Toys for
yeah,
Tots.
Yeah, there are no more Toys for Tots available. Yeah.
So we had to go spend kids money and search out places that had not taken away their Toys for Tots.
So anyway, so we're talking about, I lost my concentration for a second,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to get it back, but with my Lyme disease, it just doesn't come back that easily.
Well, I know one thing, though. When we looked at the edible bottles for the edibles,
uh-huh.
There's like eight ingredients, and the first seven all have sugar water, dextrose, corn syrup, flavoring.
Gelatin.
And then there's
cannabis oil.
Yes.
Wax.
Cannabis wax, whatever that is.
These things look really weird.
Yeah.
They call them gummies. They're not gummies.
No.
They're more like, I think, frozen, like gelatin. I think yeah. they're more like gelatin.
And you're supposed to not eat them whole.
Yes.
One of the guys told me that if you do, you're not going to get sick, but you'll go to sleep for a while.
Like 3 days.
Like Dorothy
yeah.
in the poppy field.
Like, oh.
Or like Jesus.
In the poppy field.
Yeah. Like Jesus in the womb.
Yeah. Well, very interesting that you say that, because
I just said Jesus in the womb. And I meant tomb.
In the tomb.
Yeah.
It's like a womb, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a womb. Mm-hmm. It rhymes. I would go for that.
It's a womb with a view.
Exactly. But I am interested in trying it. And I get upset because I want Illinois to go just totally legalize on this stuff.
Yeah, I think it's up for an issue right now.
Good. It should be, because a tax money could generate some help for us, first off.
And everybody's just using the, for whatever reason, people who can get the medical marijuana here in Illinois, they're just selling it.
Yeah. They're sharing it with people who can't.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if they're sharing.
Right. They got to pay their price.
Right.
And so we're really almost forcing people to be drug dealers.
Yeah.
It's really insane.
Yeah.
And because
there are drug dealers. Though.
Yeah. But because I'm not a partaker, like a big partaker. Mm-hmm. And also because I'm not a big alcohol drinker, I don't see the difference. Like, I've seen people who get wasted.
Right.
And it looks pretty horrible to me.
Right.
I've seen people who drink and drive. That looks pretty horrible to me. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people who I didn't realize, oh, you're high right now. I didn't know that you've been going out. I thought you were going outside for smoking. Wink, 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 nudge, nudge. You've been going outside to light up because you just can't take the stress.
Yeah. I've got to go out for a while.
Yeah. I'm just going to sneak out of the party.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I had to light up. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, you were smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wink, wink,
but
nudge,
you know
nudge.
What? Though? They don't light up anymore. The stuff that we've...
Yes.
You know, that just automatically lights itself.
It's a pen or something like
that. Yeah, you suck on it and then it lights up or something and there's a little bit of
it's a vape
smoke.
Kind of procedure kind of thing.
Yes.
Yes. And I try to talk to your doctor about you know.
Mm-hmm. Getting medical marijuana.
Yes. And it's a big deal. I thought she'd just write a prescription for it. She's like, I can't do that. You got to go through this, this, and this. And I'm like, you know what? Whatever.
Too much of a hassle.
Too much of a hassle. Well, also because if I help Dad out any time while driving a truck, I could be tested. So the last thing I want to do is have it in my system.
Right.
And with alcohol, I think it does get out of your system pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. But with this, they could test you and it could be, I don't know, a week or two. I have no idea.
No, I mean.
Years? I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know. But usually they say 2 weeks if you're doing very little.
Yeah. Just a little bit here. I'm like, well, that's just horrible.
Yeah.
So all I know is that if I take some.
Once again, being a trucker trying to partake. They do not go together.
No, they do not.
And one of these things is not like the other.
Exactly. But I thought that it's kind of sweet that we're all thinking very creatively.
Out of the box for Christmas presents.
Out of the box for Christmas presents.
I agree.
And it's been kind of fun. It's been kind of fun being kind of bad.
Yeah.
Not bad in a big B.
I may be bad, but I'm perfectly good at it.
Yes,
I can't
stand
the rest
it
of that
when
song.
We're out and about and you have your headphones on and you're humming and nobody else can hear the music but you and you're just singing along.
I may be bad, but I'm perfectly good at it. Sex in the air, I don't care. I like the smell.
People are looking around. You're like, what the hell? It's like, that's one of those songs. That was the words of those songs.
Remember
that
the
was
old guy, though?
Yeah.
He came over to me and goes, what are you singing?
What are you singing there, old young lady?
Yeah. And he's like, YouTube?
Rihanna, S&M. Like, okay. Is that big band, little lady?
Is that Frank Sinatra? It's up to you, New York. New York.
So anyway.
Opinions. I was gonna should tell him that I'm singing that great musical show tune, Opinions.
Yes.
Opinions.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, big pile of poo. Everybody's got them, not me, about you. You know, I just think that line's so cute.
That's so
not
good.
Me. I don't have them about you.
No.
You know, except that you're great.
Yeah.
That's my opinion about you, girlfriend. You're great.
Oh, thanks, girlfriend.
You know, you're wonderful.
Not as great as you are.
Just real quick, though. I know that when you were writing that song with Dad, you invoked the energy of Blake Shelton.
I did.
You're like, I'm Blake Shelton right now.
Yes.
How would he write this?
Yes.
How would he tell this story?
Yes.
And you were sharing this story with me. The song that you guys had written was 5 pages long.
Yes.
And no. There were no lines repeated except for opinions. And I said, now you guys have heard.
It was a story.
It was a story. I go, you've heard songs today, right?
Yeah.
Literally, they are the same verse, maybe 3 words changed, a chorus, another verse, same, basically.
I may be bad, but I'm perfectly good. Yeah, I understand. We screwed up.
Well, no, that song that you wrote could be like a whole album.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
because see,
you're welcome.
It was a thank you. It was a guy who lived up north, like in upper Wisconsin, and he lost the love of his life. So he comes down to an island to kind of heal.
Right.
And he quits his job and he works from the island as long as it has internet. And on his way from the airport, he doesn't take a taxi. He takes a scooter. You know, and he's thirsty, so he stops at a little bar where he meets this girl and who serves him his drink. And that's the beginning of the story.
Interesting.
Opinions. Because somebody says, she sees him that night. He's on the ocean. Yeah. He's on the beach. And she's kind of wanting him to have sex on the beach, which is a drink.
Yes.
And
he does not know that.
And somebody tells him, he goes, you need to stay away from her. She's trouble.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And then comes the line.
Yeah.
Opinions. Opinions.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, big pile of poo. Everybody's got, not me, about you.
Exactly. And then it goes on. And then they spend. And then they spend some time together.
Yeah.
and on the fifth page of the song, he's taking her back up to Wisconsin.
Yes.
And
she's not happy.
She's not happy. She's an island girl. Yeah. She just wears a dress with nothing under it.
Yeah.
That's in the song.
That's
the song as well. And now she's got to wear underpants, her Lululemon
under her ski,
and a big parka.
Yeah,
and she's like not a happy camper.
It reminds me of that one Kardashian episode when Kim Kardashian is getting married to that Minnesota dude, that basketball player, and she's like, "I've got to live in Minnesota for part of the year." I don't see that happening. Like, what? What?
And I remember her saying something like, well, this really, she goes, you know, your marriage to that basketball player. She goes, oh, that wasn't a marriage. He never even had a toothbrush in my house.
Oh, that's the thing. Oh, she said that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's like, I think it was Humphrey was his last name.
Yeah, Chris Humphrey.
Yeah. I hope he got a little bit of money out of it so that he could like start anew. Because I'm sure he's wounded.
I don't think he's wounded at all.
You don't think so?
Not at all.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I thought he had that nice house on the lake in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Land of a million lakes.
Yeah, he's like,
I've never been to Minnesota.
Maybe he married a Minnesotan girl.
Yeah.
And they're happy having Minnesotans. Yeah.
And they went to the grocery store shopping for dinner that night. Kim had no idea what the grocery store was.
Yeah.
And everybody knew him. I think he's happy in Minnesota.
Yeah, like, hey, how you doing?
Just
Chris
like,
Humphrey, how you doing?
Just like me, I'm a girl that needs to breathe. What's that song? You know, like, I can breathe in a small town.
Yeah,
I'm a girl from a small town.
Shh.
I can breathe in a small town.
I think it's John Mellencamp, right? John Cougar Mellencamp.
And doesn't he go with like Reese Witherspoon or something right now? Or?
No, not Reese Witherspoon. I think he might be dating or married to, maybe it's over with, that Tom Hanks counterpart. You know, she was in all those movies with him for a short time.
Meg Ryan.
Yes, Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan and John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. I don't know if they're still together.
I love it together.
I love that.
I love that.
Exactly. It's good.
It's not as good as, like, well, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. That's a wild pair. But
that works.
That works.
Yeah, so during this holiday time, all your friends also want to get together with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got a call from one of Doug's friends, and he's in a new relationship, and they're living together already.
I know.
And
I asked you if he drank the Kool-Aid.
Yes.
And you said, yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And but we were out and we saw the new Star Wars movie. And I want to talk about that a little bit. It was but the first thing, we went and saw the Star Wars movie and I liked it. I didn't like it as much as Thor because I loved the new Thor movie. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just fun, bright. And it was just great.
Mm-hmm.
What I did like about Star Wars, I'm not giving anything away, because honestly, I couldn't tell you the plot if I could.
Thank God.
It was like a chapter in a book.
Yeah.
And
yeah, please don't do that.
I told, because everybody will have seen it by now. I love Star Wars because I grew up loving Star Wars.
Right.
In kindergarten, all that stuff, talking like C-3PO and all that fun stuff.
Right. You had your T-shirt.
So, I think our generation of people are sharing with their kids and grandkids and all that stuff. So it's a fun, it's multi-generational.
Ooh.
And it does feel like just a chapter in the book. Mm-hmm. Like, here's another chapter. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, cool.
My generation kind of missed the Star Wars thing. It was just a little too...
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I first saw it, to me, when I looked in the screen, I thought like, oh, there's like... a toaster flying by, a Mixmaster. It just, for whatever reason, everything just looked like kitchen appliances in the sky.
I'm sure Lucas appreciates that critique now.
I don't remember.
Like, bitch, I paid billions for
that. That's CGI,
stuff.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, that's CGI.
Oh, there's that toaster. There's a microwave.
Why is that toaster talking? Shut up, toaster, shut up. And but in it, there's this... conflict between light and dark, and
good and evil,
and good and evil, and as the dark side grows
and
in
yang.
One, so does the counterpart of the light grow in the other, and they're both trying to make each other turn because they know together they could be a really strong team, and so like this battle, like, hey, we could do a lot of good things together from my side, and you're like, no, we do a lot of good things together from my side, you know, and it's like, is it peanut butter or my peanut butter and my chocolate,
that's
you
right.
know, one
that's
of those
right.
commercials,
that's right,
and you know, it was just a fun movie, and
well, who won?
We don't know yet because it's another chapter. It's just literally a chapter.
It's not over with.
Yeah, and of course, what I appreciate about war in Star Wars time is that they go, oh, we're so excited to take down this battleship or whatever in the space. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we lost 2/3 of our fleet, you know, and was it worth it? You know, we had a victory. I don't, you know, let's define a victory in human terms.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess, but at some point, because they're part of the rebellion, and I'm not taking, okay, so they have to go find a human code breaker, and he's kind of at this one, they have to go and find him at this one planet.
Oh.
And this planet is sort of like, what's that Chinese town that's like Vegas? Macau, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. You have no idea,
no,
right?
No, no. But I like that. That sounds like it could be.
Yeah. It's like Vegas, but on steroids. I think it's more like Macau.
Yeah.
I can't,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I
think you're right.
And anyway, it's just so opulent and grotesque. And and the one girl who's with there and the one guy that's from the rebellion, they're both together trying to find this code breaker. And she's like, I hate this place. This place is disgusting. He goes, this place is gorgeous. It's beautiful. I love this place. And she goes, look closer. And, and he looks closer through his binoculars, and he sees a lot of people, you know, hurting other people. Like if you got a little bit of power, you hurt the workers, and you belittle them, and and they've got kids as slaves doing the hard labor, and all
it
this
sounds
stuff.
Like Hollywood.
Yes, exactly. It sounds like Hollywood, and he goes, there's only one place. That there's only one place this money can come from. This much money can come from.
Religion.
No, war.
Oh.
Religion.
No, can I say something said that?
Why?
Because Dad and I were watching Ozark last night on Netflix. And we're like on the 3rd or 4th episode. And, you know, Jason Bateman's like really, really hurting for certain. He's got to launder this money. The mob is after him. And they've tried real estate. They're in the Ozarks. They've run away to the Ozarks.
That's hysterical.
They've tried real estate. They've tried titty bars.
Yeah.
They've done this and that. And they have no idea where to go. And literally 10 minutes before that, I said, Norm, they need religion money.
Oh, my God, they do. And the Ozarks is all over
the place.
That's
what I said. I said
they
need Ozark religion money. Yeah. And at the end of the last episode, they're knocking on a preacher's door.
Oh my gosh! Could you have written that?
I could have written it. I could have written it.
I love that.
That's why I said it. We're like, we need religion money.
So I was speaking about, you know, go. So we went and saw Star Wars, and afterwards we had dinner with this couple. And in the middle of dinner, They found out it was my birthday, so I go, I can go anywhere I want to go for dinner. And I'm like, you guys, I'm the worst person to pick because I could literally care less. I go, I don't like fish, and I don't like spicy food. We end up going to Kelly's.
Spicy fish food place.
A Mexican slash Irish pub.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine, I've never been there before. It'd be kind of interesting. It wasn't bad food. Mm-hmm. With enough sour cream, it masks everything. That's my rule of thumb. And it probably would cover a thumb as well. So anyway, at some point, the topic turns to religion. Mm-hmm. No, politics, which is very similar. Very similar. And Doug and his friend, Kenny's girlfriend, Jill, are completely on the opposite side of the Trump issue. Mm-hmm. Doug is like, he's the worst president ever. This duck. And then she's like, I voted for him. I love him. I can't, you know. And it's funny she's saying this because previously we were talking about gun control. And Kenny was saying, you know, his dad has tons of guns and he's going to get some more guns. And she's like, why does one man need all these guns and I will never have a gun in my house? And if you buy a gun, don't expect it to keep it in my house because they're now living together in her house. Mm-hmm. And I said, I totally get you where you're coming from, Jill. I understand that. That's how I felt at one point as well. Mostly I felt that I wasn't emotionally stable enough to have a gun. Mm-hmm. But now I'm older. I feel I'm emotionally stable enough and end times are coming. So why not protect the food I have, right? That's what I said. Right. And they're like, I go, but it's like when we were growing up, you get a precious moments figurine. And you go like, oh, I love this. And then so all of a sudden, you're known as a precious moments girl. And then you get one for your birthday and Christmas. And all of a sudden, you got a whole cabinet full of precious moments. And I go, that's how it is for guns.
That's how it happens.
It starts off with like, what do I get? I got a little cash burn in my pocket. I'll get a gun. They hold their value. You know,
it's like the precious moments.
Yes, exactly. And if they ever have that gun turn back, you know, turn your gun in for $10, mm-hmm. I'm loaded, you know. It's a savings account. And so Kenny thought that was hysterical. He goes, precious moments. So I kind of thought I knew where she was coming from, but she's a big Trump supporter, mm-hmm. big. And she's like, well, my savings account has just gone through the roof since he's been in office. And then Doug's like, well, you have Obama to kind of think for that because it was growing all along him. And she's like, no, we don't. Yada, yada, yada. And they were really, really butting heads. Mm-hmm. And neither one of them was backing down. And Kenny was saying
you
stuff
mean
like,
they were, both of them were butt heads?
Ba-dum-bum. And it was kind of cute because I love talking about politics.
Yeah.
And Kenny was like, Doug, no more. Guys, just stop talking about politics. Just stop talking about politics. And then they stopped, and then Doug kept going, and she's like, well, I'll let you have the last word on that.
She what?
I'll let you have the last word on that.
Oh, she got the last
like
word.
The last
yeah.
word. And I said,
oh, she was not
and so,
holding back.
And then I go, well, you know what? I go, I love talking about politics because I will be damned if I feel that at this age in our lives, we can't talk about politics in a certain way.
And if Kenny's telling you what to do,
you don't.
Oh, hell
no. I'm
going to
bring out politics
today.
And I'm going to plus it. And so I said, I totally understand. I go, I get where you're coming from because she, if you base it on her criteria, it was, he's an outsider, and her stock market's gone up.
Right.
So in her mind, she won.
Yeah.
I go, and I said, I don't like him because I think the package is horrible.
Right.
I think he's a horrible person.
Right.
I go, I also don't, I go, I know, and I said to you, I said to her, I go, I looked her in the eyes, I go, I know you're a Christian.
Right.
I don't know where you lie on the spectrum.
As it's an autistic spectrum.
Yes.
Where are you on the spectrum of Christianity?
Because I'm a reader of the
Bible. Are you an Asperger?
Yeah.
Are you? Is that okay to be doing this?
Yes.
Good. Okay. I realize it's not politically correct.
Well, no, because we're both Christian.
Yes.
I would consider myself a Christian, and I read the Bible.
Right.
I said, and she didn't ask me what I meant by that.
Good.
And I wish she would have, because I would have said.
You would have said, I'll go.
I go, well, like,
I'll
are you a Christian that believes the world is only 6,000 years old?
Yeah.
And if she would have said yes, I go, okay.
I know who you are then.
I know more about who
gotcha.
You are.
Yeah.
You know, I said, but I go, so it drives me crazy when the Christian, when some Christians are talking about Trump as the second coming.
Right.
Or he compared them to
David. Yeah.
And he compared them like, God picks the worst of us to the best things.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, if God picks our president, yeah, then they picked Obama and he picked a Bush,
right,
and he picked Clinton and he picked Bush, yeah, and he picked the other Reagan and another Bush and another this and another that. I go, so I just
the
don't.
The burning bushes.
I go, I'm just done hating the man.
Right. Well, wait, you said something it was interesting. I forgot it right now, but I know what it was. I've heard some preachers say, like, you know, compared, like, they take the worst people to,
yes,
do the, meaning Bush, to do the thing. And they were comparing him to David. And this one
being
preacher goes,
Trump, right?
Comparing Trump to David, yeah.
Yeah.
And then David in the Bible. And he, yeah, said, and let me tell you, David, he was watching this woman who is on the roof, and she was bathing,
yeah,
on the roof, all naked in the moonlight. He was watching her, and he wanted her so bad that he killed her husband. But he was reciting the story like it was like soft porn, and he was watching her, and it was, the moonlight was hitting her breast, and she was just washing it, and there was soap coming down in the big sponge,
yeah,
and he goes, and you're like, okay,
what? I'm, is that in the Bible? I didn't pick that Bible back up, man. Holy cow.
And he goes, and that's Trump.
got it. And so I love how then in the Bible where it talks about you know, don't be deceived by the person who you think is coming because it's not the right person.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, yeah, because we're just basically all screwed, because if they come in the worst of us, you know,
yeah,
it makes no sense.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself about that because I've been working with that idea because,
right,
I really cannot take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the worst of us have to come out to shine light on it, because we have to evolve on this issue.
I totally
agree.
We
have to evolve. We need to have equality in all this.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there are people out there that have a higher sex drive than others. Men compared to women sometimes. I don't know. I don't even go there because,
mm-hmm,
I don't want to give anybody...
Right.
Like it's the reason why I
no,
do this.
No.
I just need to have... No.
No.
No, dude. We, yeah, all have a sex drive.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just that some of us have the consequence. Like, hey, we're at work right now.
Right.
Or like, we're out in public.
Yeah.
You know?
Some of us have parents that told us not to do that.
And yet, you know, we have a Christian Science building in Dixon, Illinois. You can Google it. And from the air, it is definitely a picture of a...
erect penis.
Yes. Well, slightly.
Slightly erect.
It's like
semi-erect.
Semi, you know.
Yeah.
And it made the rounds before. But, you know, I think that's hysterical. but
And guess what? Jesus still loves you. Even,
yes,
though you go to church in the shape of a penis.
And here's the thing. Here's what I tell Doug, because he'll push me on this a little bit once in a while. Like, mm-hmm, how could you believe you'd have no proof? I go, well, here's the thing I want to say.
That
about,
to me, well, can I say something,
yeah,
before you even go there?
Mm.
That argument really frosts me.
Yeah.
When somebody says, how do you believe when you have no proof?
Like,
because it's called belief.
Yes. It's
called belief. It, yeah, doesn't have to have proof.
That's the whole spiritual path.
That's
here.
Good. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
I can do that. I get, but mostly, here's the thing. When I think about not having Jesus in my life, I feel very lonely.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, for my own sanity, I'm going to choose to have this guy,
that's
in my,
right,
life.
That's,
you,
right,
know, what the heck?
That's right.
And I remember Jordan Peterson was talking to Joe Rogan, and I guess and I haven't looked it up yet, but I guess he's done some YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah.
On Jesus' travels.
Oh, I didn't,
like,
know that.
Gulliver travels.
I didn't know that.
Gulliver's?
Yeah.
Is,
yeah,
it Gulliver?
Yeah.
Okay. And
our gullible travel.
Yes, exactly. As I kept thinking. And he goes, I've got people who are atheists saying, I'm an atheist Christian now. And I'm like, whatever, dude. I go, that's great. That's great.
Well, I always remember when you were walking down the beach in the sand.
Yeah.
And there were two footprints.
Yeah.
And then they just became one.
Yes.
You were having a bad day. And that's because Jesus was carrying you.
Mostly what had happened was, exactly, thank you, Jesus. Or the person I was with got swept away in the current.
Yeah.
Like, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And then I was,
bye-bye,
really having a bad day. So I like I said, it was kind of fun to have this conversation.
Yeah, and you were happy.
I was happy because we're adults. I don't like the idea that we can't handle difficult conversations.
Yeah. And that you have to be like so.
Yeah. We have to expect our politicians who are just normal people to like solve the peace in the Middle East.
Right.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, we got to solve that
peace.
And you
got four people from the same town and you can't have one conversation where it can be elevated.
Exactly.
Without like, you know, you got chocolate on my peanut butter. No, you got peanut butter on my chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. And I did the whole
decided,
situation.
Though, that. Like 2 weeks ago, we said you need to have the talk with your children.
Yes.
And then the week after that, we decided that you need to have the conversation.
Yes.
You need to have the conversation, people.
Yeah.
And now we're calling this talk
the powwow.
The powwow.
Yeah. The
everybody
powwow.
Gets the talking stick.
100%.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a talking stick. And only in fullness of time and from a bigger perspective do we know what really is going on. I never feel I know all the information. Mm-hmm. And so for me to make a line
sweeping,
in the sand kind of comment,
right?
I don't take it too seriously because I'm like, I don't have all the I don't have all the information.
Right.
How can I possibly?
Right.
It's sort of in Arrested Development on Netflix. There's one, spoiler alert. I do that just to make my mom aggravated with me. It's one of the small joys I have. And she's like, please stop saying spoiler alert. Anyway,
put your fingers in yours, people.
Real quick, there's a scene where George, he partaked in some kind of plant. And he had
ayahuasca.
A vision.
Ayahuasca.
And they didn't call it that, did they? We'll call it ayahuasca. And then
they call it Macau. They do call it Macau.
I mean, that's why I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, they go, and he thinks he sees a vision of this Native American saying, the weak will become strong, and the strong will become weak.
Right.
And he feels he was cursed. And then later on, we see the real truth, which is it was an environmentalist who wanted to scare them, and he got dressed up in a Native American costume, and he did that. You know, he said that. He thought he would scare them off the land.
Mm-hmm.
But in George's mind, he had a real vision, like a supernatural vision.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Real quick about my date, I ask people, new people, like my question, like, has anything paranormal happened to you?
Yeah. You always say, I know if this is the first time we've met or the second time.
Yeah.
I ask everybody this question. Would you like to hear it? Yes. I would.
Okay.
Has anything paranormal
happened to you? Like ghosts, UFOs, Bigfoot, Cyclops, all those things.
And Jill said,
no, never.
No.
I'm like, oh, interesting. I got like
end of conversation.
I got like 12 things.
And Kenny, what did he say?
He said his mom had an episode.
He said no, but his mom had.
No, but my mom has. And his mom, he was giving a story about his mom was revisited by her mom had passed away on her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And she was upset because the mother Kenny's mom didn't acknowledge her grandmother on the birthday. And so she threw some books around the office. She was really upset. And then once she said, happy birthday, Mom, the book stopped and calmed down.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, exactly.
Love it.
So I thought that was very interesting.
Did Doug have any?
I don't know. I'm trying to think now. Mm-hmm. I don't think he really has anything supernatural. I wish to know this. I don't think the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're... I've never had anything supernatural. Oh, that red dot that fell from the sky and that stopped. We were together.
Yeah, you were together. Yeah.
And he got mad at you. It was falling down.
He wanted to get away, and you go, I got to call my mom and dad.
No, he's like, it's okay. I got to go away. I go, well, drive. I'm going to call my mom and dad real quick. He goes, why are you calling them? I go, because if something happens to me, I want to say goodbye. And also, if they had to go get food, go to Walmart real quick because the invasion is occurring. Then you know. We may be the first ones to be witness to it. And I go, I'm not driving. Dude, you're the one driving. I'm not multitasking. And so I Rome was on the show, and I kind of promised everybody a quick talk about Twitter.
Hurry.
I know. I better hurry fast.
We got next week, girlfriend.
I got next week. Maybe I will have it for next week.
I would love to hear it because I know it's a good story.
Yeah.
I want to hear it all.
Okay, cool.
I want to hear it all in 143 characters.
Or 144?
Is that it?
Or 124?
I don't know.
I try and keep my
under
100.
There's 12 apostles.
Yeah.
There's 356 days in a year.
Yes.
And 144 characters in Twitter.
I think they're going to expand it now.
Oh, geez.
I know.
No,
too many blogs.
Don't give Trump anymore.
Exactly.
Because I liked it when he just says, bad, fire bad.
Yeah.
Frankenstein good.
I can I say one more thing? The one thing I do like about Trump, I'm learning.
Mm-hmm. I loved it when you go, Mama, I'm falling out of hate with Trump.
I'm choosing to fall out of hate because my soul can't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I want to speak my truth, which is I want all my presidents to do well and leave the country better than they found it. That's like the rule. That's like the Dan Savage rule. Like if you date someone younger than you, it's like a campfire rule. You leave the campfire better than when you found it. You leave the younger person better than you when you found her.
I kind of even like it to be for everybody, though.
Yeah.
Even if you're dating someone younger, you know, that's the campfire rule. If you're dating somebody older, I just kind of like I woke up one morning and I heard Jesus say, be kind and do good.
And you go, well, I can do that.
Yeah.
And then until about lunch and your blood sugar dropped and you're like, screw this. Yeah. Everybody hate everybody. Let's go.
Want that $20 back.
How dare you give them that $20 back? They owe it to us.
Then I ask for a redemption. I go, I'm sorry. And start all over again.
Exactly. So how was the show today, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.